Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's Mike Shope.
This guy's a real jerk.
And the Bulldog.
I'm sort of anal retentive, OCD kind of whack job.
On WGR.
Football Friday continues on WGR. Pete Overzet will join us at 4:30. I'm super excited for that. He is of ship chasing fame. Should I have put that in quotes? I mean, it's in fantasy, it's pretty famous, but I'm not sure everybody walking around Wegmans right now knows what ship chasing is. I'm doing my best to change that. Sal Capaccio at 5. The Sabres are in Pittsburgh. Final preseason game, 6 o'clock. Paul Hamilton.
You say it's famous. People will start to believe it's famous, even if they don't know what it is. That's just how it works.
Just say it is?
Just sell it.
If you want to be a knight, act like a knight.
Branding, baby.
Looking at Matt Prater's football reference page. Ever done that?
Why would I?
I mean, he's a player on the Bills. You might want to know his age, how many kicks he's made or missed. Those are a couple reasons. No?
I can find all that at ESPN.com.
Yes, I suppose. Do they have his touchback rate?
No, they definitely don't have that.
Are you sure?
Well, I shouldn't say definitely. I've never gone looking, I guess.
Here's what's funny to me about this. So, the previous four years, Prater kicked for the Cardinals. We hated him because he was on the Cardinals.
Of course.
Touchback percentage starting at 2021, 70.
He even, for a time, had their logo shaved into the side of his head, like Leonard Smith used to have the Bills
Come
logo.
On.
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No.
I don't know. I made that up. Go ahead.
Did please. You ever have a logo? I was going to say, ever have anything shaved into your head, but that answer is yes. Did we do anything with a logo or anything?
No, there was no logo. It was just shaved with a green spike at the front.
Bulldog lost a bet one year, and we shaved his head.
We used to the picks used to really mean something.
They did. They did
back in the day.
Last four years, Matt Prater's touchback percentage with the Cardinals: 75.3, 69.4, 83.5, 85.0. 5 out of 6 kickoffs, or 6 out of 7, by Matt Prater last 2 years with Arizona would be touchbacks.
Mm-hmm.
This year, 11.5. What they need on Pro Football Reference is some sort of an asterisk,
right,
to tell you that touchbacks are bad now.
Right.
This player has not fallen off in this category. He means it to look like this. He wants a small number. He used to want a big number. Now you want a small number.
Will there be people like us, I'll say maybe more like you, and this is a compliment, who would look at such a page in 50 years doing this job?
Absolutely.
They're going to look at this data and be puzzled about why, if there is no such note on the page.
Yes.
It's like, why did everybody's touchback percentages fall through the floor? What happened?
Yes.
Did they move kickoffs back to the 20? Like, what is going on?
Yes. There should be some, because now you don't want a high touchback percentage. You want a low one. You
right.
want that to – it's kind of flipped. And so, yes, you're going to have context there or else you're going to be mm-hmm. confused. You'll do well to look at different kickers and notice that Matt Prater was not the only one.
Right.
The league did not get to – what are they calling them? Dirty ball kickoffs?
The knuckleball.
Before we did.
Right.
We were on that.
Right.
We figured that out before the NFL did. Like, this is the kickoff they're going to want. And even if you land it short, the Rams guy did last night. Somebody did last night. And they went to the 40. Even that trade-off once in a while is going to be worth it.
Yeah.
I think maybe with San Francisco.
The Rams are one of the teams that I mentioned. It was they and I forget who else that had been using that tactic very effectively. When the Rams played Philadelphia, like every kickoff was just a hand grenade.
Right, you said that.
Yeah. So they and I didn't see last night's game because I was watching the Red Sox not score any runs. Instead, so I didn't see like how that went for them last night. But, yeah, like that's the play, man. Like if you can do it effectively, I think that's better than – and like you said, you're going to get some – you know, you're going to get some misses. Maybe it's going to, you know, knuckle wrong and go out of bounds on you and you're stuck. But I, right now, the Bills, Prater's kicking it effectively, but it seems like I should check their, you probably find this at Pro Football Reference, as well as other places, their average drive start against, like after kickoffs. I feel like every kickoff is coming past the 30. Guys are running it out. Their coverage has not been super tight so far. The Bills. The kicks are all landing like in a corner at the 3-yard line. Good, but they're getting out to the 30-yard line pretty regularly.
Interesting. Yeah, I would not have known that intuitively. Their opponent's average drive start is the 32, which ranks the Bills 24th in the league. I assume that's 24th best.
Now, is that all? That's all drives, though. So that's not just kickoffs.
Right.
But.
And their own drive start average is the 29. Which is 23rd. That's pretty close to the same. Prater's not kicking these dirty balls. He's kicking them into the corner.
He's probably pop-ups into the corner.
Second yeah. best idea.
Yeah. But you got to be able to – you got to tackle. You got to get down there and tackle. And their coverage has not been tight so far this year.
Just seeing here, they're giving up 6 yards an attempt on the ground. 6 yards per carry against the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Six?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they're giving 8 to the Patriots. Let's see what we get here as it's time now. Early matinee edition of picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Well, what do you think of this week? Easy time, hard time?
I had a very easy time finding NFL games I liked, which terrifies me.
Right, we don't know if that correlates to winning.
No, not at all.
Maybe
no,
it doesn't.
No.
Although I will say,
a couple of weeks ago, I think I said it was one of these days where I sat down Friday morning and looked at it and didn't like anything, and I went 0-4-1 that week.
Okay. Well, you were right.
Right.
That's the one thing you were right about that week.
I guess. Right.
I don't like this week at all. I just wanted – I don't like it when I'm taking bad teams all the time or taking underdogs all the time. It really hasn't even been that kind of season. So I'm just trying to find – the Bills could be one. I don't love it, though. Like I'm trying to find a couple of favorites that feel good. The Rams might have been the team this week that you felt the best about, and they lost outright. 8.5-point favorites, they lost outright last night. So that didn't help me with this – sort of distracting thought. But, you know, we'll press on here and we'll see what happens. A lot has been said this week. I have decided the Eagles are just not really good at all. And as such, plus I got an extra point today for some reason. I'll take Denver getting 4.5 now at Philadelphia. Okay. It was 3.5 yesterday when I brought this game up and said, undefeated Super Bowl champs at home against the Broncos, and it's 3.5. Like, why? So people just not must not like them. And now it's 4.5, so I might want to reconsider that, but I'll take Denver.
I knew there was a reason when I wrote that game down as one of my picks that I thought to myself, I think Mike likes this game. Because, yeah, now I remember. You said that yesterday on the show. Anyway, we'll see if I change. The rest of your roster.
Get ready for bad teams.
We'll determine whether or not I'm going to pivot to something else.
Am I all right going first?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I went 2-3 last week. I was 2.5 back, I think, so unless you totally washed out.
Let me see if I can find out how I did last week. I won last night. I won a game last night.
Yeah, you were 11-6-2 going into last week, okay. But I don't make a note of your picks. The account that we rely on Twitter for that is where I get your results, usually.
Or I ask my Uncle Chip, but he doesn't respond. Pick two. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Saints. This is really just a play on the numbers. -1.5 at home against the Giants. It's a little buster. Giants with Jackson Dart beating the Chargers. Okay. Even for much of that game without Neighbors, I mean, they never trailed. The Saints gave the Bills a game, but they're New Orleans, and Spencer Rattler has literally never won an NFL start. He's 0-10. Who's betting the Saints? This guy. -1.5. Why are they favored? -1.5 at home against the Giants. Is this a game we're stuck watching, by the way, probably?
I haven't even looked. Yeah, I can find that out very quickly.
This might determine when I decide to go to the stadium. pick three. Yikes. Mike, why again? Carolina. +1.5 at home against Miami. I'm giving Bryce Young and Dave Canales one more game. I promise, like, this is it, okay? I'm giving Bryce Young, who came out of last year as, like, what a story. He's good, actually. And now this year has been mostly terrible. I believed in that. I believed in that coach. I'm getting points at home against the Dolphins without Tyreek Hill. Okay. I'm cringing. Can you see me on the Twitch? I'm cringing. I'm doing it. Carolina, +1.5 against Miami.
We are
starting Jalen Waddle.
Right. We have Denver and the Eagles at 1 o'clock. So the answer is no. We were not getting stuck with the game you mentioned.
That could be an answer, Romo.
Broncos-Eagles at 1. Cowboys and Jets also at 1 on Fox.
I like that.
And then Washington-Chargers at 4:25.
I like all those games.
And, well, the morning game, too. Obviously, we get the morning game.
I don't like the morning game. The
morning game is Vikings.
I'll be watching Everton. Everton-Crystal Palace. I like all the local good choices out there.
Yeah. All right.
Dallas Jets is watchable. Denver Philly's interesting. Washington Chargers, that's good. How many games are better this week? The Packers are off. Pick four. I got to do it.
Yeah, Detroit-Cincinnati would have been better, but it's not now.
It's not now. It's the biggest line, biggest spread of the week.
Right.
I got to do it. I'm cringing again. I'm taking Baltimore. They were a 4 or 5 or 6, 6, 7 point favorite, and now they're a 1.5 point underdog to the Texans at home. I just want to trust the process here. Top organization. That should mean they have depth. I don't know what Cooper Rush is. Maybe Derrick Henry has some life in him. Maybe he doesn't. And maybe if you take Lamar Jackson out at Derrick Henry's current state, he's just not going to do anything. The Texans have a good defense. I'll just, you know, suck it up here with Baltimore. +1.5. There are a few 1.5s. I got 3 on my card here. And finally, Michigan, -17.5 at home to Wisconsin.
Well, I'm going to stay with that Bronco game that you mentioned, getting 4.5 at the Eagles, because I can offset it by taking the Giants head up against you with the Saints, getting 1.5 in New Orleans. The Giants.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I mean, they beat the Chargers in like full marks, but they didn't really do much, did they? Like, Dart's numbers weren't great.
No,
I don't think
he ran.
He ran. He scored on their first drive. So I mean, that might be a part of it. I mean, and the Saints were plucky here.
Plucky,
but the guy isn't won yet, and Jackson Dart played at Ole Miss. They're playing in New Orleans. Like, I don't know. I like it for the Giants. So I'll go against you on that. I am going to take the Browns getting 3.5 against the Vikings in London. I just do not trust Carson Wentz to make it happen against that defense. So I don't know how the Browns are going to get their points. I mean, we're talking about a rookie quarterback making his first start, and the Vikings have, you know, Brian Flores and the reputation for making guys see ghosts and stuff. So I don't know. Maybe this game is 6-3 or something. But I'll take the Browns. I think that just I have a very hard time seeing Wentz be functional in this game against that defense. So I like that one.
I like it too.
I am going to go against our buddy Sammy P here. I'm doubling on going against Sammy P from his segment a half an hour or an hour or so ago here. I'm going to take Seattle minus the 3 hosting Tampa. You know, cross the country if you want it. Tampa's just pretty banged up, and Seattle's been impressive. So I'm going to trust Sam. Was not optimistic for Sam Darnold out there, but it's working, and it's working well.
3.5, okay?
Sure, we can do that. I don't mind.
I like it too. They're all on Tampa this morning, and I don't know. Are they just going to only play close games?
Yeah, right? I mean, maybe. I don't know. Is that what FanDuel has it at? No.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. And college, I brought it up to Sam. I'm going to, despite his analysis, he knows way more about Boise State and Notre Dame than I do. I said it to Sam. I'll say it again. This just feels like a game you're going to turn on at 6:45. It's a 3:30 kickoff. You're going to turn on at 6:45, and everyone in the Notre Dame Stadium is going to be saying rosaries. It's like, why are we losing to Boise State? Why are we only ahead by 2 with a minute left, and they've got the ball at midfield? What is happening? And the announcers are going to be semi-panicked, but still trying to be really nice to Notre Dame because, you know, that's how it works. That's just the vibe I get from this matchup. So
love it.
I'm rolling with Gutalytics. Boise State plus 20.5.
I like nothing. I like very little more than nervous Notre Dame announcers.
Right.
Noah Eagle. How do you get these jobs? Noah Eagle. 20.5. Why not 21? Sam's not here to take that question. Why not 21 if they're so much better? Why not 20.5? Why not 21? There's enough
pressure. They don't trust them.
There's a high pressure system out of Boise that's sort of barely pressing against
right. It's not 21 because, frankly, the bookmakers are worried about turning the game on at 6:45 and seeing people saying rosaries in the stadium because they're only ahead by 2.
And because you can't be a self-respecting sports broadcast anymore without showing the fans every 5 seconds. Because that's what really we all want to see. We want to see pictures of the fans constantly. Right?
We want to see pictures of the fans, and apparently we want to see the rooms where the replay stuff is being decided.
That giant screen with the 24 squares.
Tiny
what am I, a 716 when it's broken?
Right, I can't see anything anyways. College is giving you the audio. The Virginia-Florida State game last Friday night,
they had a very impactful play at the end where the Florida State, the big receiver, Duke Robinson, I think is his name, like juggled. It was an easy catch. He should have had it, but he juggled it. And they're giving us the audio while the refs are on the headset with whatever, the command center, and command center, got to get the video of the command center. And okay, so then it's all right, it's going to be third down. Yeah, third down. Oh, no, wait, fourth down. Like, this is not filling me with confidence about this process that you almost mistakenly just misidentified what down it was going to be, and someone had to correct you. I don't need to see how the sausage is made. I hate the sausage to begin with. Most right, normal-thinking people do hate it. So let's, the ref analyst isn't enough. Let's get you some video. Again, I'm going to fill the screen with stuff you can't decipher. I can't see the angles that you're looking at because the screen is a half an inch big because there's 20 of them on my 70-inch TV. What are we doing? Make it stop, somebody, please.
Picks.
Duke everyone. Robinson?
I think that's the kid's name. He's a big.
It's not Duke Aukus? Is that someone else? Duke Aukus?
The guy, I'm not saying that Duke Aukus isn't a real dude and a really good receiver. I just don't know who. I'm pretty sure Duke Robinson is a guy. Zach, am I close here?
It's Deuce Robinson.
Deuce Robinson. Okay. Deuce. I misheard Duke. I was too busy with the command center stuff. I don't
know. Saying Duke Aukus isn't a real person. I'm sorry. You were going so good. I'm like, should I just save this? But when are we getting back to Duke Robinson? I mean, that's good. It's going to have to be now. It's going to have to be.
I'm running so hot, I don't even know what the hell you just said. Okay. I missed the joke. Okay. If it was good and it landed myself out there, that's good. No,
you're landed it over here.
Good.
It landed over here. Duke Aukus.
Oh, that's okay. That's what it was.
I don't know.
I did not catch this.
As the show ever
right
sounded more political. Pete Overzet next, some fantasy advice on WGR. Wait, Friday. Sorry, I got to say one more thing. Football Friday on WGR. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.